USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials today regarding a special counsel investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents and possible obstruction. Trump's team had requested the meeting, citing prosecutorial misconduct concerns. Former Watergate prosecutor Jill Wine Banks believes former President Trump's prospects are bleak as the investigation into his mishandling of classified documents progresses, particularly in light of the recent recording of him that surfaced.
There is nothing as compelling as hearing a defendant in a criminal case say words that show his criminality. And these words certainly show that he knew that he hadn't declassified documents that he still retained.
Speaking on MSNBC, Wine Banks says there's compelling evidence against Trump. The Saudi Arabian government has announced plans to reduce oil production during the summer, a move that's expected to result in higher gas prices in the United States. As the largest oil producer in OPEC, Saudi Arabia will decrease its daily production by 1 million barrels. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is becoming frustrated with the Chinese military's increasing aggressiveness in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea.
These are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military.
Kirby said a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Former Vice President Mike Pence officially filed paperwork today to run for president in 2024, joining a competitive field of Republican candidates seeking the nomination. Over the past few months, Pence has been actively visiting key early primary states. Apple unveiled iOS 17, its latest iPhone software update, at today's Worldwide Developers Conference. The update introduces full-screen contact posters and live voicemail transcriptions. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
2024 presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says the comments made about him by the hosts of ABC's The View are offensive. Scott appeared on the show today to address the issue.
I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine.
But it is.
But it's not, actually. It's been
114 years.
Yes.
The hosts argued last month that Scott doesn't understand systematic racism, with Whoopi Goldberg referring to him as the exception, not the rule, among African Americans. New York City has unveiled a new plan to house more migrants.
Mayor Adams says more than 50 houses of worship across the five boroughs will open their doors to migrants being bused to the Big Apple from the southern border. Under the plan, the city will pay the churches $65 per night for each person. New York City is struggling to provide shelter for more than 45,000 adults and children who are currently staying in hotels and at emergency shelters. In addition, the FAA is allowing the city to send migrants to an old postal warehouse at JFK Airport, which is now set up to house 1,000 people. I'm Laura Winters.
Game 2 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final is tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. Vegas holds a 1-game-to-none series lead. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse claimed the top spot at the box office, earning $120.5 million in its opening weekend. The latest installment in the Spider-Man franchise achieved the second-highest debut of the year, just behind the Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.